Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Welcome to the show. I'm going to click on Fred's microphone, but now it'll be able to be working. Because I'm Michael Horn, the host of this program, but the star of our show is the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer. Hi, Fred.
Thanks, Mike.
Your microphone's working.
You finally got it right.
Yeah, I got everything ready to go here. I check it all out to make sure things are going. How's your week going?
It's still going.
It's good.
All the votes aren't in yet, but it's looking pretty good.
You came in today, and you're kind of a generous guy. You share things with me, and you had what seemed like little sugar bombs of something, and you said they're good for your immune system. What was that you gave me?
They're good for your immune system.
And there's some kind of goji berry or something?
They're so good for your immune system. And you ate them.
Yeah, and I had to go take some diabetic coma material.
Right. Well, you should.
I, in turn, gave you some wonderful pecans.
Yeah, they were so small, I needed a tweezers to eat them.
Well, I know you like them a lot, so I chop them up real fine and small. It's good. So, anyway, we got a lot to talk about today. Football action, a lot of quarterback news out there, a lot of stuff going on. Baseball.
Well, before we motor down the road here today.
Yes.
You mentioned football, and I've been, we're inundated as a country with football.
Yes.
You know, it's just a pastime now, and it's great, for the most part, but I can't tell you that I think my intolerance for the sport is fast approaching from the rear.
Wait a minute. You actually played football, and you were one of the great all-pro defensive ends.
Well, I know that. What's that got to do with it?
The game is getting to you now?
Well, it's just so boring. Every week's the same. Same people commenting, saying the same things. And I'm looking at my notes here, and I'm thinking, we did a lot of hard work and taking a peek at what there is to talk about. And there's not much. It's just recaps type stuff. But I wish there was more in life,
I do too, Fred. Ladies and gentlemen, today's sermon, there's more to life.
Well, it's a want.
It is.
I'm longing for something to happen here.
Something different to happen, But, okay, maybe we'll get a tweet from Kelsey Grammer about Taylor Swift. We'll find out. Stay with us.
Kelsey Grammer.
Yeah, I think he's dating Taylor Swift now.
Escape to a world of luxury and tranquility at Allegretto Vineyard Resort by Ayers, the ultimate wine country destination nestled in the heart of Paso Robles, California. Located halfway between Los Angeles and San Francisco, indulge in the opulence of this four-diamond resort as you become fully immersed in the spirit of wine country. Stroll the picturesque vineyards while sipping on award-winning Allegretto wines. Satisfy your culinary desires at Cello Restaurante and Bar with an array of delectable dishes handcrafted with locally forged ingredients. Rejuvenate your mind and your body with soothing treatments at Spa Allegretto. Experience the handcrafted joy today and enjoy a complimentary bottle of Allegretto wines with your stay using promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. Travel now until March 31st next year. Book your Tuscan-inspired getaway today with promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. AllegrettoResort.com.
Are you ready to make a difference for the environment while helping the visually impaired at the same time? Then donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind today by calling 800-785-9618. Every donated vehicle will either be properly recycled in an eco-friendly manner or given a new life through reuse. Donating your vehicle is easy. Simply call 1-800-785-9618 and Heritage for the Blind will do the rest. They'll even arrange for your vehicle to be picked up at no cost to you. And for a limited time, when you donate your car, you'll receive a $200 restaurant voucher and a two-night, three-day hotel stay at one of 50 locations. Call 800-785-9618 right now to schedule your tax-deductible vehicle donation and make a positive impact on the environment while helping others. Heritage for the Blind, where every car donation counts and every person makes a difference. Call 1-800-785-9618 now.
Sometimes you don't realize the important role your immune system plays in your overall health. Over time, your digestive system can have built up bacteria and other impurities just from a normal diet. That's why Life Change Tea from GetTheTea.com helps your digestion get cleaned up. And for cents on the dollar, compare it to other teas you might find in the stores. Want to get that kick back in your step? Want to feel better mentally and physically? Then GetTheTea.com is a great place to start. Featuring a wide variety of flavored teas, including Peppermint Super Tea, Super Strength Cleansing Tea, and Pomegranate Cleansing Tea as well. Plus, Get the Tea offers immune support like Alley Beets, Moringa Leaf, and Essential Bees supplements, all made with your immune system in mind. With the holidays fast approaching, shop now and get 10% off plus free shipping if you use promo code CRN. That's GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com.
Welcome back here to the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Michael Horn, the star of our show, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Fred Dreyer is here with us. And, you know, we talked about quarterbacks, Fred. You say same old, but let's talk a little bit about this. First in Houston, they had that Deshaun Watson guy there, and he was creating havoc on the massage tables, among other things.
He wore everybody out. They're down to the nubs, what do they call them? The masseuse chicks?
I don't know, but I'm telling you. And he wasn't playing that great of football. They trade him to Cleveland. We'll get into that in a minute. But instead, Houston gets this C.J. Stroud, who apparently is he's starting to kind of ramp up his game a little bit there at quarterback. He's played 9 games as a professional football player. 9. And yet they say he's a legitimate MVP candidate after 9 games.
Who says that?
They,
okay.
You know, that's a
group. The songs were clear.
They say it. And so Stroud is in a top 10 in passing yards, touchdowns, quarterback rating. He's thrown only 2 interceptions, 2 straight weeks. He's led really game-winning drives. Last week's edition coming against Joe Burrow and the Bengals. I thought the Bengals were going to win that game. Oh, no. Houston, once again, our handicapping. Who would have thunk it?
Yeah, well.
And, so MVP stuff, they say he's outshining right now Patrick Mahomes, if you can believe that, Jalen Hurts, Lamar Jackson.
Oh, brother.
And some people say he's incredible.
How long is this after nine games? How long has he been doing it? 9 games?
9 games.
Wow.
Nine games.
Yeah, 9 games.
Superstar. So
wait till his teammates invite him out for a massage.
Oh,
that's
I
when,
hope that doesn't
That's
happen.
When we're going to see.
Get into trouble.
That's when we're going to see it.
He, he leads a playoff run for the 5-4 Texans. They've turned it around a little bit. They're 5-4. They're legit. We got to take a look. And they went 11-38-1 in 3 seasons before he arrived. So he might become a favorite. We'll see. Your thoughts on this guy? You've been watching any of the games?
I haven't been watching him. He's just kind of like, you know, nine weeks ago, I guess he started. I saw his game. On the road against the Colts, and they came back, and I believe they won that game.
Yeah.
And that's what started everybody flushed with excitement for this kid.
Yeah.
Well, it's great that he's able to excel like this. But my question is, he's no doubt surrounded himself with quarterback coaches and offensive coordinators, offensive line coaches. He's reaping the benefits of a great opportunity, and he's taking advantage of it.
Yeah, exactly, and so that's kind of a deal. Now we have another guy here and this is the guy in Kyler Murray. He's a former number one pick overall. Showed he can still be the franchise quarterback with a game-winning drive he had against the Falcons, who are 4-9. First game back after tearing his ACL last season, and so Kyler Murray back, looked like vintage Murray. Looking good on his legs, they say. He's on the Cardinals. They're 2-8. And the season's probably lost, but his performance, they say, is good. He's sort of making a little bit of a comeback here. What do you think?
Well, we all want people to be healthy.
Yeah.
And that way, then there's no way they can tell us how good they are or how promising their careers and futures are. We want healthy people doing good, positive, athletic, healthy things.
Okay, and then we got Deshaun Watson. We talked about him here just a little while ago. For the last two seasons, everybody was wondering, where's the old Deshaun Watson? Well, he finally showed up this last weekend with the Cleveland. They're 6-3. It was a crucial 33-31 win over the 7-3 Ravens. I picked the Ravens all the way. Our producer, Jeremy Dayton, the Ravens, they're looking very good. Oh, yeah, did Jeremy. I put them down, and they just bombed out 33-31. So they say if Watson is simply above average, the Browns, they are contenders. Now, that's the whole thing, but then I guess he gets injured, doesn't he? Is that the deal? He's is that the thing now?
He's hurt now.
He's hurt.
Yeah.
Back for two games and on the DL again.
Darn it.
I mean, Deshaun Watson, after that great performance on the Browns, very confident he was going to have a strong game. Now he's saying he's confident he's going to be better in 2024 when he comes back next season.
Oh, we're holding our breath for 2024.
Season-ending shoulder surgery. Deshaun, that means more massages, I think, if you got a bad shoulder.
That he's going to be on the spa circuit in the offseason.
It's not good.
Keep an eye on him.
Deshaun Watson, who led those Browns that incredible comeback over the Baltimore Ravens, second game back after missing time due to a shoulder injury. He's got another injury. This to his throwing shoulder popped up now in week 10, and he's going to miss the remainder of the season, Fred.
No.
Yes, he's out.
Oh.
For the season, he's gone.
Wow.
Quoting him now, he says, it's very tough. I'm hurt about it.
Yes.
I'm going to make sure I keep my head above water.
Yep.
And stay in touch with all the guys.
That's what you want. That's what you want.
I'll support them as much as I can.
You know, there'll be a carpool taking people to and fro the spas and health clinics.
I'll attack this rehab process after the surgery.
There you go. That's the spirit.
It may be beneficial for this team while not being on the field with them and also prepping for next year. End of quote.
Yeah, that's what you want. You want to be able to prep next year while you're being paid
how
to
much?
Get massages.
5 year, 200.
5 years, 230.
230 million.
Yeah.
$2.30.
And you know what?
This is worth every dime.
This owner chased him down the street to pay him the money.
5 years, 230 million. Gets injured last season. He's injured again. Here's my question.
Oh.
What is wrong with the poor Cleveland Browns? They can't cut a break.
Haslam? Is that the owner?
I think so, yeah.
Is it? I don't know.
I don't know who the owner is.
Ask Siri or somebody out in the hallway.
Siri, tell us who owns the Cleveland Browns.
But you know,
it's tough.
It's tough and it's boring. Did someone yell through the wall?
I can't hear it. I got my headphones on. They can yell all they want. Come on in here. If you're going to be part of the show, get on the microphone there and give us the...
Was it Haslam?
Who is it?
Jimmy Haslam.
Well, we were right then. Okay,
yeah. The guy with no, without any common sense.
Hold it. We're not with you. Not done with you yet. What the hell's wrong with those Baltimore Ravens, for gosh sakes? Tell me something. Now, they go on that other mic there. Go on number three. Over there. Three. Right there.
There it is right there.
Yeah, there you go.
I've been paying attention to the Ravens for the last 2 years. They've blown 7 fourth quarter leads. They hadn't blown 4 in like the previous 18 years. But
there's something. News.
Well, it's real bad. I think they got complacent. They got a quick pick 6. They were up 14-0, then up 31-17. And I'm like, I'm at church. I'm just hanging out with friends. And I look at the score and I see we lost. I'm like, they blew it again.
Good thing you're at church. That's where you got to be.
That pick 6 was a fluky. Some of it was. I mean, look, it's division stuff. We've kind of dominated Cleveland for the last 10 years.
Let's get to the playoffs.
Right. They just got to get to the playoffs. They got a bigger game tomorrow.
How about you got a good quarterback there in Jackson, but. What if we make a deal with someone, get Deshaun Watson to come to the Ravens?
That was probably the worst signing in sports history, that contract for him. It doesn't make any sense.
Haslam.
And the guy was in jail. Literally.
Signed him right out of jail.
He was in jail.
Yeah.
And Haslam decided, gosh darn it, I know he was, he overindulged himself with
massages.
They don't mind because you look. What's the Robert Kraft? He was caught in a massage parlor too. They all partake. That's why they don't worry about it.
He's with the Patriots.
Opportunity rub downs.
He's with the Patriots. You got to give him some points there. So they talk about this here. That's our producer Jeremy Dayton. He should just do the show. Fred, you and I go out and have coffee. He's pretty good.
I'll do what he does. I'll just do it.
So. They said the Browns announced that Watson's going to undergo season-ending surgery.
Uh-oh.
And they said Deshaun Watson underwent magnetic resonance imaging, MRI.
MRI, magnetic resonance.
Resonance imaging, you're right. On 2 injuries suffered on different plays in the first half of the 33-31 win over the Raiders.
He decided to take a double dip is what he did.
Imaging on his left ankle revealed a high ankle sprain. Deshaun notified our medical staff of a new discomfort in his right shoulder after he felt that after a hit in the first half. So he's out. We'll take a break.
Give
you a chance to mourn.
Is that what they're going to call it? A break?
Yeah, it's a break.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had 2 or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Back here to the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm your host, Michael Horn, the star of our show, the one and only Fred Dreyer. Don't forget, we do a podcast right after this show, and you can check out the Fred Dreyer Show podcast by just shouting at your Amazon Alexa, your Google Home, and say, play the Fred Dreyer Show podcast, and you can hear all the past podcasts. Go to our website, thefreddreyershow.com.
That's a good idea.
Fred's personal address is up there, and numbers of his bank account. Everything is available for you right there for you.
That, that's there. It's the one with all the zeros in it.
It's the one. So you can check it out at thefreddreyershow.com. Good stuff. Now, we don't hit the some of the college games as much as we should, but in Michigan, you know, they've had a lot of stuff going on there and all that tough.
Well, yeah, what do you think about that? I think Harbaugh is,
I don't know.
What do you think? He's cheating over there?
I kind of like the guy, Harbaugh, so let him do what he's going to do.
Well, anybody that takes a position against the NC2A.
It's your friend, right?
Fathers. Who's that?
Is that Harbaugh? You like that? Yeah, takes his position. What is his position? Is it kind of crouching, standing? What is the position?
Well, it could be anything you want.
Yeah.
I mean, especially if you're out getting a massage.
So this Michigan assistant coach has to apologize. He's the offensive coordinator. Sharon Moore was just beside himself after Michigan defeated Penn State. This is a tough rival game, 24-15 last Saturday. And it's just kind of the happiness of Sharon Moore, the Michigan offensive coordinator, during his post-game interview with Fox. He said, I want to thank the Lord. I want to thank Coach Harbaugh. Bleep.
Said that is the Lord.
It's an expletive. Love you, man. Love the bleep out of you, man. Did this for you, for this university, the president, our AD. We got the best players, best university, best alumni in the country. Love you guys. These bleeping guys right here, these guys right here, man, these guys did it. So he says all that.
He does?
Yeah, in the interview, and he gets chewed out after the post-game interview in passion.
By?
His family. He apologizes to his mother, his grandmother, for his profanity-laden speech.
Oh, well, he should.
He said, quoting him, it was a lot bigger than just that moment. He also said the likes of Charles Woodson, Desmond Howard, and others reached out to show their support.
Good for him.
So,
good.
Little excitable about that game over there. But Michigan playing pretty well, pretty good football, I guess.
They got the big one next week.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So,
Ohio State.
And by the way, you're talking about Harbaugh, by the way, because he was suspended for supposedly, was he cheating? Was he not cheating?
Is he going to be on sideline for the Ohio State game?
Let's see. It says the entire team wanted Jim Harbaugh to be on the sideline against Maryland, but if he isn't, we'll operate at the highest level we can. Michigan's 10-0. 7-0 in the Big Ten. They're playing Maryland this week, and that'll be a good one. So we'll see. Okay, now, so we got that game taken care of right now. Let's get over to I'm getting a little sick. You mentioned that you're kind of bored with football. I like Travis Kelce, and he and Taylor Swift are, you know, a nice couple, but I'm a little sick about hearing about it all the time. You know, he's got that podcast with his brother, the Kelce Brothers podcast, that he's, you know.
Yeah.
And so
it's a manipulation. Come on.
Yeah, I think you're right. And so despite, both Jason Kelce and Travis Kelce, it was a bye week for the Philadelphia.
Nice kids. They're lucky that they can play sports together, but enough already with the girlfriend.
Are they kind of like your Eli and Peyton Manning? And I go Eli Peyton. I think better. Although I like Jason and Travis. We'll see. The girls really dig Jason and Travis Kelce. And so they have a podcast. It's called the New Heights Podcast. Maybe we should have, we should change the name of our podcast to the Low Lights Podcast.
Why would we do that?
I don't know. It's something different, different name than the New Heights Podcast.
When you want to
turn the lights down low.
Okay.
Help me make it through the night.
That's right, baby.
There you go. It'll work. Anyway, so their latest episode, it premieres usually on Wednesday on YouTube, and the both Kelces took advantage of their bye weeks to get out of the house. Travis made a much publicized journey south of the equator to watch Taylor Swift perform Argentina.
She was in
on the Eras
Tour. So he
tour.
Decided, wait a minute, he's playing.
Boy.
He's playing for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah.
And he decides to get on an airplane on his off time and fly halfway around the world.
Yeah.
And because he's in love with his girlfriend, and that's okay with the Chiefs.
You know, she's talented. I guess she's nice looking. But once she left country music, I mean, come on. Are you going to go try to find her at a Cracker Barrel? No. Wait, what was? Come back here. You can't just shout that and get to the microphone.
He was just in Germany for their game. So he was already there. And after they played in Germany, they played the Dolphins. He stayed there.
Because
he went into their bye week.
So I see.
Would you stay here and give us all the information we should know?
So it was convenient.
That's all I know.
Thank you, Mr. Producer.
That's all I know.
So it's convenient for everyone.
Yeah. They probably had it all planned out from the beginning of the season.
Do you think so?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Have you heard their podcast?
I've little bits and pieces.
Yeah, I think I heard the last tail end of it where he said he loved her and she said, I love you too, honey. And he said, no. You don't understand. I love you. And he said, well, just a second now.
Thank you, Fred, by the way. I never heard you talk to me like that.
We'll see the longevity of this one.
Now, hold on, though. Here's the deal. Because, you know, I'd be scared to date Taylor Swift because she's with you for a while. Then you say something wrong, and the next thing you know, you're a subject of one of her songs. She talks, you know, maybe she mentions your name.
That's a good idea.
Well, exactly.
That's what she does. She does sing songs about
it. So she's famous for that.
Yes.
Well, she used to be the girl next door talking about the boy that broke her heart. Now she's up there doing witchcraft on stage if you watch her current stuff.
There you go.
I would not want to be
messing
with somebody.
She's gone over to the dark side.
Doing witchcraft?
If you look at some of the ritual stuff, Google it. It's kind of freaky.
Okay, so here's the thing. One of the viral moments from Taylor Swift shows, this was in Buenos Aires this last week, was her, she slightly altered the lyrics to one of her songs, including a reference to Kelce. She says, karma is the guy on the Chiefs. How about that? There you go. I thought his name was Travis. Maybe it's Kelce grammar, like I said before. Anyway, so, and then Travis Kelce botches up this high five with Taylor Swift's dad. The families are meeting now. It's going to be a great Thanksgiving. And the Chiefs tight end.
There'll be some thighs and wings flying through the air, boy.
Yeah, and there'll be some turkey, too. So, anyway, the concerts were standing. They were off stage, and for a while, they were hanging out, you know, Travis with Taylor Swift's father. And quoting now, you also left Scott hanging, Jason reminded his brother on the podcast. And he showed a video clip of Swift's dad looking to give a distracted Travis a high five, and he didn't see it. Travis Kelce didn't see it. You know, it's nothing worse than putting your hand out for a handshake and then they get ignored.
And you get a thumb.
Over the hill kind of thing, you know?
You get it.
So,
they went that away.
Yeah. So anyway, and so Travis said, Mr. Swift, I apologize, big guy. I missed that. I never miss a high five to big high five guy. See what I mean? And then that's kind of sickening.
Where's the country music?
They still play Taylor Swift's country music on country stations, and I kind of like it.
Are all the songs the same, do you think?
No, come on. Different new albums, new singles. She was knocking it out of the ballpark country-wise and pop-wise. She's a double threat in the music field. Let's do some blues. I'm happy. I'm singing the blues. You sing the blues, you get happy. Right? You got to kind of get a gravel in your voice and sing the blues.
Baby, I love you so much.
Yes, you could do it. You are the consummate Fred Dreyer actor, by the way. I don't know if you knew this or not. You should have done more TV and more movies because you just become that character. You've gotten some good training over the years.
I just turned into Trevor
Hoffman. One of the great relief pitchers of our time.
That's right.
I don't know what's wrong with us today, but something's going on. Hey, well, don't forget, we're on in the chat room when we do the show, so you can get on you know, Facebook Live and chat away, and we're going to get to those comments in just a few minutes. I guess we could. You want to take a couple of them right now? What the heck? See what we got out there.
We gotta be careful.
We'll be careful with these. And if you got questions or comments, Uncle Fred is here to answer them for you. We got, let's see.
Is he?
Rachel says hello to Mike. Hello to Fred. Thank you so much. Nikki says hello from Nebraska. These are people that tune in sometimes with us a lot. Lori says, hello. Hope you're doing well, Mike and Fred, and we hope you are too. Katrina Jones wants you to know to say hello, Fred Dreyer and Michael Horn. John says, he usually has a question. He's in Pleasantville, New York. No question today, though, from him. So we'll try and get that out to you. Martine is saying hello to both of us. Charles says, why did the character Bernie Terwiegler only last three or so seasons on Hunter, Fred? I also about died from laughter when he shot Captain Kane in the back. I also wanted to know why Captain Kane always had it in for you. That's some questions. Go ahead.
That's it?
Well, yeah, there's a lot there. So why did Bernie Terwiegler only last three or four seasons on Hunter?
Because Jimmy Whitmore, who played the character, got tired of doing it. He felt it was an insipid, tiring character.
Okay, and then
the next one.
He shot, they got a big kick out of when he shot Captain Kane in the back, and I wanted to know.
In the butt.
It said in the back.
In the back,
so
he's
in the
dead.
Butt. Well, that's what I thought. It says in the back here, though, I also wanted to know why Captain Kane always had it in for you. What was the deal with you and him?
Captain Kane was jealous I was taller than him.
Is that what it
was? That's what it was.
Is it just that simple?
It all comes down to that. Come on. Doesn't it in life?
It does, doesn't it?
Does it make any difference if it's a TV show or anything else or a massage parlor? You know, that's the only place you can get satisfaction is to have, you know, anyway.
I was at an interview with a friend of mine shorter than me. I don't ever think of myself as tall, short, or whatever. But we were going out. He was going for an interview. And he says, when we get to that interview, bend over, sit down. You're too tall. And I went, what are you talking about? He says, sit down and bend over. You're too tall. You intimidate people when you're up there like that.
How tall is he?
4'3". I don't know. Like, he was 5 foot something. I'm like 6'3". You tower over me.
I do.
You don't. And I get a little nervous when I'm around you. I gotta admit.
Don't bend over.
Sorry. Whew, let's leave it. I gotta take a break. We'll be back with more here. It is the Fred Dreyer Show. Don't forget our podcast. Go to thefreddreyershow.com. Get more info. We'll be back.
This year, Staples wants everyone to have a happy holla deal. That's right, holla deal. Staples holla deals are amazing savings on hot holiday tech. Great prices on laptops, game systems, earbuds, and more. And now at Staples, you can save up to $350 on select PCs. During Staples holla deals, it's not about the fa-la-la. It's about saving moolala. Save up to $350 on select PCs today at Staples. Ends 11/18 in-store only. See associate for details.
A psoriasis flare-up can make a walk in the park, well, no walk in the park.
It's that obvious, huh? I've tried so many lotions and creams, but I still have symptoms.
So those don't do enough to treat the inflammation beneath the skin, leaving you with those uncontrolled symptoms.
Makes sense, but what else can I do?
You can get real with your dermatologist so they can help you get clear. Make an appointment and, oh, you're already on it.
Hi, yes, I'd like to make an appointment.
Get real clear about psoriasis at letsgetrealclear.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
This message is sponsored by Coca-Cola. Wake up to the taste you crave with breakfast at Burger King. Rise and shine with a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit with melted American cheese layered between warm buttermilk biscuits. Or grab and go with a sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich. A toasted croissant with savory sizzling sausage. Burger King breakfast sandwiches and Simply Orange. Better together. Enjoy a Burger King breakfast with Simply Orange juice and get your vitamin C one delicious sip at a time with no added sugar. All Burger King breakfast sandwiches pair perfectly with crispy hash browns and all-natural Simply Orange juice. Start your day with a bacon, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich. It's thick-cut smoked bacon, fluffy eggs, and melted American cheese on a toasted croissant makes for a delicious breakfast to start your morning right. Never sweetened, never concentrated, and never frozen, Simply Orange pairs perfectly with a delicious breakfast at Burger King. Better together, Burger King breakfast with Simply Orange juice at participating U.S. Burger King restaurants.
There's lots to love from Apple right now at Verizon. Get the new iPhone 15 Pro with titanium and more to love from Apple on us with select phone trade-in and select unlimited plans. There's no better place to get what you love from Apple than at Verizon. And there's no better time than right now. All that with the network you can really rely on. It's your Verizon. $999.99 device payment or full retail purchase with new smartphone line on select 5G unlimited plans required. Less up to $1,000 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Promo credit ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. 0% APR. Trade-in conditions apply. One offer per eligible Verizon line. Additional terms apply.
Hi, what brings you to the clinic today?
Oh, the baby's not feeling well. I think she might have a fever.
Ah, well, let's check her temp with the Exergen thermometer. You're right. These Exergen thermometers are very accurate. Reads 101.2.
Oh, gosh. Well, that Exergen thermometer sure is fast and easy to use.
Yes, and many doctors recommend Exergen for home use.
Exergen thermometers, backed by over 100 clinical studies, are available at Walgreens and participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Welcome back. It is the Sports Lounge with Fred Dreyer, the Fred Dreyer Show. Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. Check us out. Check out the podcast, thefreddreyershow.com is our website. You can shout at your Amazon Echo, Google Home, play the Fred Dreyer Show podcast, and listen to our current show, past shows, all shows in between. Good to have us here. Got any comments for you? Email Fred, Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Follow Fred on Twitter at Fred underscore Dreyer. Follow me at Mike Horn, CRN. And Fred Dreyer on Facebook. Follow him at The Real Fred Dreyer. Now, let's take a quick peek here and see, because we've got some questions coming in for you, Fred. And this one comes to us from Chris. He says, Patrick Mahomes says he has worn the same pair of underwear for every NFL game since rookie year. Do you have any superstitious things that you did on game day, Fred? Anything at all?
No.
Anybody on your team that did anything kind of strange or weird that you know of?
I wouldn't know. I wasn't paying attention to them.
Guys don't talk about that kind of stuff, right?
What the hell would I want to talk about underwear for?
Well, I don't know. Maybe you walked over, didn't step on lines or something. Did you have any kind of superstitious thing?
No.
Nothing at all, huh?
No.
Okay, clean. He's clean. Bring on the next one. Okay, so here we go. Martine says, here you go. She says, my grandson is blind in one eye, had Coats disease or has it, and he's a high school varsity left-handed pitcher against all odds. That's pretty amazing, I think. Congratulations there. Nikki says, Taylor has creepy shows, Taylor Swift. Nikki says that.
Nikki says that?
Yep. Then Bruce is listening in New Mexico. Diane's from Marysville, California. And we got John says, so Fred, you said last week that the Bills coach, Sean McDermott, wouldn't last past this year. Now, they've already fired their offensive coordinator. My question, what do I have to look forward to for the rest of this season? Bills.
More firings.
Come on, we picked the Bills and they just stunk again, Fred.
They're going to get worse. And
I don't know what's the deal.
And, well, you're going to see.
Yep.
If anybody in this sporting combine would ever tell the truth, if people would interview these coaches and these quarterbacks,
yep,
and ask pertinent questions that are revealing to you, getting information that we all need. I need information. Just because I played before doesn't mean anything.
Yep.
I want to know why the Bills stink. That's what I want to know.
Yeah, there's
so
a reason.
I'm assuming it's because this coach was terrible. Well, why in the hell was he allowed to get near the gut bucket and now tell us that everything is on the up and up because they made a personnel change, and now that the promise of this quarterback now having some sort of a magical a turnaround is imminent. I don't think so.
Yeah. So we want to know that. We want to know what you think about that. Email Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Get on our Facebook chat room. You know, you can go ahead and get a comment in here and send the emails to Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com.
That's right. That's what you do.
I want to know. Here's a question for you, Fred, because going back to the baseball playoffs, the Dodgers had this very good year, and they start off the season, the playoff season, with Clayton Kershaw, their supposed ace. But Clayton Kershaw has been out for a while, and when he left, he said, you know, when he was playing in the regular season, he goes, I just felt something strange. I felt something strange in there. And so then he was off for weeks, came back and pitched and did fairly well, and then they start him at the beginning of the playoffs. This is the playoffs. This is, you know, like a five-game series or a seven-game series when you get in the playoffs. And you get in and you lose one, you're done. And so they start him knowing that he's had this. They had to know that he had shoulder problems. And then all of a sudden the season's over and he's got a shoulder operation.
Yeah, they did.
So why do they not take him out?
Well, you know who knew more than anybody was Clayton Kershaw himself.
Yeah.
And so if that's... I mean, we all know that. You know, when someone says, oh, just going to ice it, get going to rest it. You know, Clayton, you know, he can do what he wants to do. It's certainly his prerogative to make sure that he keeps secrets and to keep the people from his locker like he's done. But, you know, for the most part of it, I mean, that's all this is pushing people past the locker, down the hall, out through the dugout, into the stands. Get them away from the players and get them away from all of the necessary chances for them to blow a story that they shouldn't have.
Yeah, and the reporters should have picked up on that. But yeah, then it ruins it for the team.
They're brain dead. You know those reporters. You've heard them. You've heard them talk, and they're just nobody says anything. You don't want to know why?
Why?
Because if they did, they wouldn't be allowed around the buffet.
That's true. Is you want to be everybody wants to be friends.
Well, they don't. They will not tolerate you doing your job, and while you're eating potato chips and stuff, there's other people out there after the game is over with, asking questions, and nobody cares.
And there was a reporter years ago in Los Angeles on a radio station KFWB, Cleve Herman Sports. Yeah, I think he just had one eye, too, by the way. And he was always asking the crazy questions, like when O'Malley first started and built Dodger Stadium and he wanted people to buy more Coca-Cola and beers, so they only put like three water fountains in the entire park, and he took them to task. He always asked those questions, like, why did you do this and whatever? And so here's the deal. If the Dodgers would have started maybe Bobby Miller, knowing that their staff was devastated all year, they were patching the pitching staff up, that takes the heat off Bobby from being the second pitcher after a first game loss. I don't know. We should. It just seems like that whole series was
terrible.
It's
stupid. This
whole
sporting thing is stupid.
Now, so let's get on a positive note. Blake Snell, Padres, Garrett Cole, Yankees, Cy Young Award winners.
Yeah, yeah. Man.
Well, yeah, that's a pretty good...
Yeah, yeah. I mean, again, every year there's two winners every year.
Yeah. Snell is 30. He became the seventh player, second left-hander to win the award in each league because he won it once before when he was with the Tampa Bay Rays.
There's not a quote on this page from any of the players.
Well...
Nobody asked a player anything. It's all a stat.
Well, it's a lot of stats. We don't do stats. I hear you.
This was in someone else's mailbox.
Now, basketball news. This Draymond. Draymond. He puts Rudy Gobert in a chokehold. Draymond was ejected after putting Rudy Gobert in a headlock, and two other players were thrown out after an altercation early in the Minnesota Timberwolves and Golden State Warriors game Tuesday night. And it's Gobert said it was just clown behavior, not much to say, The game was still scoreless. Not even 2 minutes had elapsed when the Golden State's Klay Thompson and Minnesota's Jaden McDaniels got into a shoving match mid-court following a Timberwolves possession, and Gobert stepped in, grabbed a hold of Thompson before Green rushed in and pulled Gobert away from behind with his arm around the center's neck.
Okay.
So the Golden State coach, Stephen Kerr, says McDaniels instigated the altercation. Thompson should not have been ejected. He's running on the floor, and the guy grabs his jersey and is pulling on him, so he fights back. Basketball's getting too roughhouse.
Nothing to see here.
So we put this one away also?
Nothing to see.
Okay, now here's one that's really big. Third time's the charm. Rule changes in baseball. Here you go. The games are getting longer than they thought.
I hope there's a good one in there.
This is the games apparently trended longer this year. I thought everybody was happy with the length of them. So they trended longer as the season progressed. They got longer. So Major League Baseball is thinking about whether to further shorten the pitch clock with runners on base. Not regular, but if a runner's on base. The competition committee for Major League Baseball is considering this. A proposal that would shorten the pitch clock with runners on base, Fred, from 20 seconds to 18 seconds to shorten up the game.
So that's 3 seconds?
Yeah, when the guy's on base. 3 seconds. Think of how many guys are on base. Well, do you want four? You want to put 17?
Go back to make it five. Let's see how fast they can pitch.
So this is it. The pitch clock without runners on base would remain at 15 seconds.
And they're thinking about doing that.
When the runner's on base, it goes to 20 seconds.
I think the thought process in baseball has been killed about 30 years ago.
This goal, they say, the goal is to reverse a trend that saw the average time of games increase by 7 minutes from the beginning to the end of the season. So they were shorter at the beginning towards the end. Got longer. Yeah. The average game time in the first
really
2 months of the season.
People were never so happy. Listen, they were never so happy this year that a rule committee brought on by executives in the sport were actually successful in producing an end product through rulemaking. It really was a success, but now they got a little greedy,
and now they're going to dip into it. That's it. Shohei Ohtani, a nice guy, everything. Well, not so nice. He along with Aaron Nola, Blake Snell, the Cy Young Award winner, Cody Bellinger, Josh Hader, Matt Chapman, Sonny Gray, all rejected their qualifying offers.
They're all going to go free agent.
Congratulations to Ron Washington, former Dodger. He's the new Los Angeles Angels manager.
What did he do
manager
for the Dodgers?
I think he played outfield. He was on for a while there, Ron Washington.
Rod Washington.
Yeah.
The little skinny guy with the pot belly?
I don't remember, but I know the name, Ron Washington. He was there, and he's been around. He led the Texas Rangers for 8 seasons from 2007 to 2014. Prior to Jim Crane starting to smack around the trash cans in 2016.
And then he bailed.
Oh, no, he's still with the team, Jim Crane.
No.
Oh, no, Ron Washington was out way before that. He left in 2014. So they brought in the new brain trust going, why don't we knock trash cans, one if by sea, two if by land,
I'll
three
go
for
ask
a fastball.
Ron Washington what he thinks about
it. No, Washington had nothing to do with it.
How do you know?
He's gone. He left in 2014. Oh, it's a tough crowd tonight. No
this
respect. Oh, thank God. I never was more happy to have a break coming our way here. Thank you to the band.
Does that mean break?
That means break.
So what happens now?
We're going to get to some emails. We got, Doug says, I'm going to ask a year in advance, but can you bring Fred Dreyer and Stephanie Kramer to Chiller? Apparently he's at Chiller Theater. And Chiller Theater, the bio reads, now in our 33rd year of bringing horror, sci-fi, movie, and TV celebrities, musicians, and artists off autograph signings to fans and collectors around the world. Have you been to Chiller yet?
No, I have not.
You and Stephanie have to go. Apparently, you're wanted.
I've not gone.
I'll go with you. I'll sit there. I'll bring you guys coffee. Mr. Kramer, Mr. So Dreyer, would you like coffee?
Do I get to sign paraphernalia?
Yeah, you get to sign paraphernalia and pictures. Ooh. All right, we got to take a break. That's what I said before. Stay with us here. It's the Fred Dreyer Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. That's 800-390-5160. How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back here to the Fred Dreyer Show, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. Don't forget, our podcast is up there. Go to thefreddreyershow.com. Just shout out to Amazon Echo or Google Home. Say, hey, play the Fred Dreyer Show podcast, and you can listen to all of them for you, too. Hey, Pamela, our valedictorian here on the class, talks about an episode in 1987 on Hunter called Dead on Target. Part one, she said, was shown on Get last Saturday. Not sure, she says, why part two wasn't shown. At any rate, it's a fan favorite. The story begins with Hunter at his 20-year Marine Corps reunion. And while he's there, and a few days later, Hunter's shocked to hear one of his best buddies, Randall Fane, played by Dirk Blocker, commits suicide. Very upset. Apparently, you tearfully call McCall, I believe, and kind of lay out the story that you had there. And you confide that there was an incident during the Vietnam War that still haunts you years later. What was that incident, Fred? Okay, his unit was on a secret reconnaissance mission across the border in Laos, and it concerned a Cambodian prince, a fortune in stolen emeralds, an altered radio message, and being napalmed by their own air corps, and betrayal that is still killing his comrades over the years.
See, so, there it is. That's
everything.
I don't need to say it because it's written there.
It's just written right there for us.
That's right.
And a lot of military characters in your movies over many years that you were on, and you know, you've had a lot of great movies and a whole lot more for you. Also, apparently, you're on NCIS with.
I don't know why that's in there.
Well, that was in 2018. Fragments. That was, you were a bad guy, as I recall.
And, well, not a bad guy, just a well-meaning bad guy.
I don't think that was well-meaning. I saw that episode. You were great. That's our show. If you miss anything, please log on to thefreddryershow.com. Don't forget our podcast is there. Email Fred Dreyer at freddreyer@crntalk.com. Follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer. Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. Final thoughts from you, Uncle Fred. What do you got for
us? Well, there's always things to say toward the, on your way out the door, but yeah. I don't have that much to say right now other than thank you all for tuning in.
We'll see you next week.